escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a free-for-all Friday. Good afternoon. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Partly cloudy afternoon, and all that rain we were supposed to get turned out to be a big shoo-shoo. It really was nothing. But then we hear about another frontal system, a tropical system that may be hitting us midweek next week. So enjoy this weekend. There'll be another chance of rain this weekend, but the rain that we were supposed to get, we did not get. So that was is good news. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Friday afternoon heading into the weekend. And look, remember, you know, we were here together on Monday, and I told you Monday. I said, look, don't be bummed out that it's Monday. Just enjoy life. Live Monday like it's any other day. Don't be bummed out because Friday's going to be here before you know it. And here we are. It's Friday afternoon. Last night, when the news broke about CBS canceling the Stephen Colbert show, I jumped up off the sofa and just screamed something that I can't even say on the air. I was shocked. And then when I started to think about it more, I wasn't shocked. CBS has no effing backbone. CBS is kissing Trump's booty because they want this merger. Well, CBS is owned by Paramount. Paramount wants this merger with Skydance. And when they merge, they're going to become a $28 billion operation. It's a lot of money. So CBS is kissing butt because CBS is afraid that the FCC, which is under the Trump administration, is not going to approve the merger. So what we have here is we have the president of the United States impacting freedom of speech. And it's really sad, but it's more scary than it is sad. I mean, a lot of you may not understand how scary this is. And some of you are celebrating because, well, you don't like Stephen Colbert because he tells jokes about Donald Trump. You know, every president has had jokes told about them. Donald Trump is more of a fertile ground for joke telling than any other president that I can think of since maybe, maybe Millard Fillmore. I mean, I think they made a lot of jokes about him in the past. But anyway, so they make fun of Donald Trump because he gives them a lot of information. He says a lot of stuff. He does a lot of stuff. And comedians have a field day with him. So it's easy to make fun of him. And then, you know, you have sex with a porn star and that adds just a whole new area of comedy for the comedians. So I get it. But Donald Trump is very fragile and he's very thin skinned and he can't stand it. And so I think this deal that took place with the $16 million that they recently settled a lawsuit with Donald Trump and paid him $16 million. This was over the editing. Donald Trump sued over the editing of a Kamala Harris interview to make her look good during the campaign. That was the alleged action of the lawsuit. Well, at the time CBS did that, Fox News was doing the same thing with Donald Trump. They were editing interviews. They were editing Donald Trump press conferences and moments with reporters. They were editing that and editing out some of the things that didn't make him look good. Because Fox News wanted Donald Trump to win the election. They were promoting him. And CBS, you could argue that, well, okay, they were showing another side and trying to promote Kamala Harris as president during the campaign. But what CBS did is exactly what Fox News was doing with Donald Trump. It's a lawsuit that CBS would have won. And legal experts everywhere are saying this is a slam dunk for CBS. So why did they pay the $16 million? They paid the $16 million to Donald Trump because they're afraid that the FCC might not approve the merger that Paramount wants with Skydance, creating this mega billion-dollar operation. Now, Donald Trump alluded to a side deal that had been agreed upon. CBS apparently did not mention that. Now we know what the side deal was. I mean, I went on Substack last night, like right away, and posted a video as soon as I heard the news. And you can go there and comment on that. I did a video also before the show on Substack, and I hope you'll join me there. It's a chance for you to comment, and it's an extension of our show here. So this idea that now they're canceling Stephen Colbert, CBS used all this language about it's really expensive to do a late-night show and what they're paying Stephen Colbert and all of this. I mean, they alluded to the financial aspect of this. Well, I looked into this, and I looked into the ratings, and I think this kind of proves my point, that CBS was kissing up to Donald Trump, that this was about stopping Stephen Colbert from telling all those jokes about Donald Trump. The other comedians do it, too, but Stephen Colbert was absolutely relentless. Well, Stephen Colbert, out of Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert had the biggest ratings. Stephen Colbert had an average audience of 2.4 million. Jimmy Kimmel, 1.8 million. And Jimmy Fallon, 1.2 million. Donald Trump called Jimmy Fallon a moron. Jimmy Fallon is really, really talented. And I think he's a funny guy, too. My favorite was Stephen Colbert. And look, I admire comedy. I don't care whether you're making fun of a Republican or a Democrat. I like comedy. But there's more comedy focused on Donald Trump, as I have said, because there's more material to work with. There was nothing to work with Joe Biden. I mean, comedians, what are you going to say? Okay, the guy sleeps a lot. He looks sleepy all the time. He's not really there. Okay, what do you do after that? I mean, that was pretty much it. Oh, look, he doesn't walk very well. He's walking very... I mean, there's not a lot there to make fun of once you get past the idea that it looks like he's out of it, which he did look like he was out of it. Now, Greg Gutfeld on Fox News Channel, he has an average nightly audience of 3 million. So he's at 3 million. Stephen Colbert's at 2.4 million. But when you add up the people who are not watching Greg Gutfeld, you come up with 5.4 million viewers. Adding Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Fallon's audience together, 5.4 million were not watching Gutfeld. Gutfeld had 3 million. So Gutfeld is doing well because the others are splitting an audience that is not right-wing radical. Now, I think Greg Gutfeld is a funny guy. It's a great show. I wish I were on that show. It's really funny. And I think he does a great job hosting, so I understand why he does well. But it's not like he's total king, because when you add up the other shows, 5.4 million are not watching him. They're watching other shows, and 3 million are watching Greg Gutfeld. So it really comes down to one simple thing. CBS is canceling Stephen Colbert because Donald Trump put pressure on them to shut this guy up because he is simply making fun of Donald Trump every night. And Donald Trump can't stand it. So that's what it comes down to. But this is a direct infringement of freedom of speech. It's Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, as we head into this weekend, I want to mention something to you that I've noticed over the last couple of weeks. You know, West End has always been known for its music. I mean, I remember the days of Bart's. You know, Bart's is where Landry's is now. And Sunday afternoon at Bart's, I would say from like 3 o'clock to maybe 8 o'clock, Bart's was raging. They didn't have bands. They had a DJ. But I look back on those days at Bart's, and I'm lucky to be alive. I mean, seriously. I mean, it was crazy. I met a number of women there that I ended up dating. And it was fun. There was a lot of cocaine going around. I mean, look, this was the mid-80s. I mean, it was a crazy time. But what I've noticed is that Felix's hasn't had bands recently. And they used to have bands right downstairs, right down on the dock. They used to have bands there. And now it's only the Blue Crab that has bands. So I don't know all the details, but I had dinner, kind of a social evening with Danny Conwell. Danny Conwell, he is the owner of Felix's, and Danny's a great guy. And he told me that he bought the restaurant without realizing that they needed to have a certain license to have music. So they're in the process of getting that. But I want to just warn you now, I'm concerned that there might be some politics at play here. I think there might be some politics at play, and it's typical New Orleans politics. You know that there's an entity that's trying to stop development of West End. Remember when West End used to be raging, and there was Jaegers, and there was Bart's, and there was, you know, God, I mean, I remember Coconut Beach, I remember Neo Beach, I remember all these places out there. I mean, I'm going from one to the other. It was crazy out there. There are people who are trying to stop that development because they want to keep this green space, this park that's there. Nobody goes to that park. That park is being wasted. Nobody goes to the park. I don't know what these people are trying to save. They're trying to save the green space. I'll tell you what it is. It is very selfish people who are trying to protect their personal lives, and they're trying to stop development that you and I could enjoy. And look, I live at West End, so I'm a resident of West End too, and I'm all for the development. And I don't know what they're trying to protect because nobody goes to that park. So it's just being wasted. But they want to keep the green space because really, selfishly, there are people who have their lives pretty much set. They have their money, they've got what they need, and they don't want any disruption. So they are selfishly trying to stop other people from doing business. And I'm all for free enterprise. And I just think it's a damn shame that Felix's does not have music. And what they're doing is they're trying to do the right thing. They're trying to play by the rules. And there's a lawsuit that's going on. But I tell you, all of the residents of West End, if you're in the West End area and you are for justice, then you should be in favor of Felix's getting the license approved to have music. Bring back the music to Felix's because it's only fair. And the Blue Crab should not have all the business. And I've eaten at both of these places, and Felix's is my choice by far for a number of reasons. Don't have to get into that right now. But Danny Conwell is really a great owner. He cares about green space. He cares about wildlife. He's been a fisherman all his life. And this guy, like, really cares. And I feel badly that it seems like he's kind of being targeted in a way. And I hope this works out. And the city council member who is responsible for this area needs to be actively supportive of being fair. You know how politics goes in this area. You know how the whole trash thing with LaToya Cantrell is about taking the contract away from Sidney Torres and giving it to Troy Henry. That's political. If Sidney Torres is going to do it for $250,000 a month less, why are you giving it to Troy Henry? There's a reason. We don't know what the reason is, but we're not stupid. There's a reason. We may find out after Cantrell gets out of office, but there is a reason. There's something between Troy Henry and Mayor Cantrell, and we can't prove it at this point. But there's something there. So we'll find out about that. But it's an injustice. And I think that there could be a political injustice going on at West End. Politics may be at play here. There may be people who want to try to take over Felix's. And I think that's a shame because Felix is, you know, it started downtown. And this is like an oyster bar from the past that is alive and well. The food's great. The atmosphere is great. And they used to have bands. And now, out of two restaurants, only one restaurant has the bands and the business. And that's not fair. That is an injustice. And everybody in that whole West End, Lakeview area should be outraged at this and should be part of a campaign to bring the music back to Felix's. So we're going to keep in touch with this, and we'll get back in touch with you. I'll learn more about this, but it's just an injustice. And the music needs to come back. And if I find out a little bit more about any politics at play here, I certainly will pass it on. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We're going to come right back with some of your calls and some of your text messages. And again, the Oaken Heart Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm looking out of the studio windows here downtown. See the Crescent City Connection in the background. It is partly cloudy. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. Also, a little bit more about the body fat shaming of Jennifer Love Hewitt that's going on now after she was at the red carpet for the new movie Well, it's a reboot of the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer. I love the original. I can't wait to see the new one, which opens up this weekend. And so she's gained a little weight and she's being body shamed. By who? I bet some of these people who are body shaming her don't look so great themselves. We'll talk about that coming up. I'm Scoot on the Air, and this is WWE.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1982, Willie Nelson topped Billboard's country chart with his version of Always on My Mind. It was done by Brenda Lee. It was done by Elvis. And Willie Nelson did it as well, but it was number one on the country charts on this day in 1982. Do you know who else did this song? The Pet Shop Boys. Hey, Coleman, pull up that version. Let's take a listen to the Pet Shop Boys version of Always on My Mind. Amazing that, you know, the Pet Shop Boys are covering a song done by Elvis, Brenda Lee, and Willie Nelson. You know, I wouldn't have seen that. If somebody would have told me that's coming in the future, go, you're crazy. The Pet Shop Boys are not going to do that. Yeah, they turned it into kind of a dance hit. Pet Shop Boys, who did West End Girls. It's a song will always remind me of just music at West End. And yeah, by the way, and Danny Conwell, who is suing over not having music at West End. He's suing over the music not being at Felix's at West End. He's suing the city of New Orleans. And, you know, I hope he wins with that suit because, you know, the city can just be very, very unjust. All right, so this is the Pet Shop Boys version of Always on My Mind. I don't know. It's nice. It's poppy. It's danceable. But I like the emotion of Willie Nelson. All right, this is a travesty. Let's get rid of this. Willie Nelson. You know, the guy's over 90 years old. Yeah, I've mentioned this before, but try telling your kids, or try trying to tell your kids that marijuana is bad for you. And your kids are going to say, Mom, Dad, Willie Nelson's over 90, okay? So if pot was going to kill you, he would have been dead a long time ago. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's see, where's my calls? Oh, there it is. Let's go to John in Baton Rouge. John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Well, one more step in the loss of free speech that we should note is that the Republicans in Congress last night voted to defund public broadcasting and national public radio. And, Steve Scalise did what he always does, which is to get up and lie. And he said this was about cutting spending. Well, the total package, it had other things in it, was $9 billion. And the size of the federal budget, which a lot of folks may not know, is $7 trillion. This was not about cutting spending. This was about destroying things that they hate. And they've wanted to do this for a long time, and they're doing it. Trump hates those things because they don't serve him.
Yeah.
Only things that serve him are acceptable, and they serve Trump. So we're all losers today.
But John, do you think they're stupid, or do you think people just don't realize what an infringement on freedom of speech this is? When the leader of the country is trying to control speech, that is the very definition of a dictator.
It is. A lot of folks aren't paying attention, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm trying to bring their attention to it. I mean, think what you want about Donald Trump. If you voted for Donald Trump, that's fine. I mean, I don't criticize people for who they vote for. You vote for who you want to vote for, but realize the ramifications. And when we start getting close to TV shows being canceled, when we get close to certain things being defunded or funding, you know, cut off. I think it's dangerous when the message is clearly an anti-administration message. And one of the founding tenets of the whole First Amendment is the idea that we are free to criticize our own government.
That's true.
All right, John, I appreciate the call. Yeah, this cutting of the funding to NPR and PBS, that's not good. But I'll tell you what mistake PBS and NPR did make. They became too liberal. They should have done more to remain more objective. And the nature of NPR and PBS just made them more of a liberal-friendly outlet. I'm not for cutting spending, but they in some ways may have brought this on themselves because they just should have done a better job trying to be more fair, more moderate than they have been in the past. But there are a lot of kids that benefit tremendously from PBS. There are a lot of people who listen to NPR radio. And these are really important entities in our society. And look, before anybody starts to freak out over the liberal media, I want to remind you that conservative talk radio dominates this country. There are very, very few shows like this show. Very few shows where you're going to get honesty. And you cannot equate disagreement with lying. The fact that you disagree with some of what I say doesn't make what I say a lie. It just means you disagree. And that's okay. You know, we're Americans. We can disagree. But this paranoia about opposing opinions, shutting down opposing opinions, I mean, this is how dictatorships are built. You shut down the opposition. And this is scary. And it shouldn't be happening in the United States of America. I mean, this is a threat to the foundation of our country. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yes, Scoot. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you don't have to like the opposing view, but the opposing view has the right to be there.
That's right.
And the other night, I'm talking to my cousin, and you should have heard she started to lay in the knee and everything over MSNBC. I found out something last night that I seriously doubt Fox News Channel, that I always listened to since 2007. I listened to them all the time. I really did. But I seriously doubt they would have been talking about what I'm going to tell you here in a minute. Now, I thought that was kind of funny before. Song you played, a bump of music there. Fact is fiction. Fact is fiction. Yeah, well, it might be. That's kind of what Trump is saying. This is a hoax. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Yeah, well, who knows? It might be fact. And if it is, he's calling it fiction. Now, this is what happened, and I wish to God, I really wish to God, that this was in handwriting, not print. But it's my understanding that it was in print. He is going to sue the Wall Street Journal. Well, I'll tell you something.
Well, he says he's going to sue the Wall Street Journal.
If I had,
he says he's going to sue a lot of people.
Well, if I had an outlet, though, I'll be honest with you. If I had an outlet, I always try to be honest with you. If I had an outlet, I would not print anything like this unless I was 100% sure that it was true. But there's something in here that stands out to me. It just jumped out at me. Okay. In it, it says, the letter signed by Trump. Okay. Whoever signed it, I don't know. Maybe it was him. Wishes Epstein a happy birthday, and tells him, may every day be another wonderful secret. Ooh,
right.
Gee, secrets, huh?
That's
wow,
right.
about young girls and stuff. Yeah, that just really jumped out at me when I read that.
Yep.
And I mean, we don't know if this is true or not true. I don't know. Supposedly, Maxwell, the letters and stuff were being sent, and she had a book or something. She was putting them in, saving them for him, you know, for his 50th birthday so he could see them and read them and everything. So, I mean, there's just no telling. Like I said, I truly wish that it was, I truly wish that it was handwritten instead of
printed. Yeah, you know, and Janice, it's interesting when a lot of things start to add to the suspicion that you start to get a picture of what happened. And it seems like, you know, we're getting pictures and we're getting things from the past indicating that Donald Trump did have a closer relationship than we have been led to believe with Jeffrey Epstein. Now,
well,
that doesn't mean it doesn't mean that he had sex with underage girls. But, you know, again, you know, if a guy sells tacos and that's all he does, he's known for selling tacos. I mean, he made a lot of money, too. Maybe Trump can relate to him on that front. But he sells a lot of tacos. You hang around the guy. It's kind of not much of a stretch to assume that you're with the guy because you want to eat tacos.
Yeah, it's just really something. My cousin keeps saying, "Oh, if Trump did anything wrong, don't you think that those Democrats and Biden would have came out with it?"
No, listen, Janice.
I agree with you because if there were Democrats there, who knows, Biden or Clinton, yep. Or Clinton looks kind of creepy. Who knows? Anybody like that, they could be protecting their own.
Yeah, I don't think.
I sent her a text and told her that just now. I said they might have been letting anything out because they wanted to protect their own.
No, that's right. Because, I mean, if Biden would have been with one of those girls, he probably would have fallen asleep on top of her. You know, so.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Biden is creepy. Have you ever seen videos on YouTube where he'll touch a young person?
Yeah.
And they are, you know, maybe on the shoulder or arm or something, but then he's whispering
smell
in
their
her
hair.
Ear and stuff.
Smell their hair.
It is right. It's absolutely creepy, man. You want to talk about creep? That's creep.
Your hair smells so good.
Yeah, right. So she gets on to me now because, you know, I'll listen a little bit. Because I seriously doubt that last night Fox News Channel was going to be talking about this thing that Wall Street Journal had put out there. You know, I said I found out something that I might not have found out tonight. I switched back and forth. You know,
you're very enlightened now, and it's really really awesome. I got to get to a break here, but you have a great Friday, Janice. Make sure your hair continues to smell really nice. Yeah, Joe Biden liked to smell hair. Yeah. All right. So look, there's that birthday wish letter thing that certainly implies a lot. But just start to notice all of the things that are adding to the suspicion. But again, we don't know about Donald Trump, but we know about Jeffrey Epstein. And by the way, Donald Trump is now trashing the Wall Street Journal. You know, no matter what, the Wall Street Journal is an established, well-respected media operation. Because they disagree with Donald Trump doesn't mean they're trash. Donald Trump can say whatever he wants, but the more he says about him, the more he's afraid that they're telling the truth. I'm Scoot.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And this is WWL. This really shows how on edge we are as a society. As people were leaving the Beyonce concert, I think she did three shows in Atlanta. This was one of the shows. 2 days ago, they were leaving the Atlanta show and using the escalator to get on public transportation. And a bug caused one person to just scream. And everybody started running and people got trampled. One person had a broken ankle, and I can tell you how much that hurts. Seven people were transported to the hospital with cuts and scrapes. And man, I'm looking at a picture of this one ankle, and I mean, it looks like a deep half inch wide slice that goes maybe 6 inches long, 4 or 6 inches long, and about a half an inch wide, and it's bloody. two people requested medical assistance after reaching their destinations. I mean, it was a chaotic scene. All because of what? A bug startled a woman, and she screamed. And hearing that scream caused people to just stampede. So it just goes to show you how on edge America is. Let's get back to a few of your calls. It's Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot, and Ms. Jones, you're on WWL. Hey, Ms. Jones. Oh, she just dropped off. We just lost her. Let's go to Big Man in New Orleans. Big Man, you're on WWL.
Yeah, Scoot?
Yeah.
I'm a first-time caller.
Wait, you're a first-time caller? We got to give you some special treatment here. You know, you're a first-time caller on this show. You get special treatment. All right, so you've been listening. You finally decide to call in. What has you calling into the show, Big Man?
I want to ask you a question.
Okay, I might not be able to answer, but I'll try.
Well, you can answer.
Okay.
Put yourself in a position. Me and you, a government contract comes up, and we both bid on it. You underbid me, so you underbid. Why shouldn't you be given a chance to complete that contract, or at least start on this contract and show it to the people that you can do the job before you're ridiculed and talked about?
So I get a contract, and I'm doing the job, and suddenly...
No, no. You get the job.
I did the job.
You win
okay.
the bid.
And I got the contract. Why am I not allowed to continue?
Right.
Okay. Well, I would think if I didn't do anything wrong, I would think that there's a reason why somebody wants to take it from me and give it to somebody else. But I don't know what that reason is.
Okay. But don't you think you should be given a chance to at least show you can do the job before you go through all this controversy?
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't get the last part of that.
I say, don't you think you should be given a chance to prove yourself that you can do the job before you send through all this controversy?
Well, I would want to know why the other person's getting the contract if I've been doing the job, and why can't I just finish my contract?
Nah, that I don't know nothing about. All I know is that Troy Henry underbid the other guy, and that's what the bid is for, isn't it?
Wait, I'm having a hard time understanding you, Big Man. I think we have a bad connection. But try and tell me that one more time.
Don't worry about it, Scoot.
Okay, well,
I'll call you some other
time. Well, that's a lot better. I don't know what you just did, but that's a lot better.
Okay.
So just, talk to me now. That's a lot better.
That's a lot better?
Yeah. Well, tell me what you want to tell me.
I wanted to tell you that it don't seem right that this man shouldn't be given a chance to prove himself before everybody says he's a crook and all this kind of stuff.
Well, I never said Troy Henry was a crook.
No. You didn't say he was a crook. You came mighty close.
Well, I just wonder why the contract. You know, when you do a contract with somebody, you're supposed to fulfill the contract. And
right.
when somebody's not allowed to fulfill the contract, I have to question why. I don't know why.
Like I said, I don't know anything about the politics part, because that's politics.
Yeah.
Why she's stopping the other guy from doing the rest is, you know, because he's supposed to go all the way until the end of the year.
That's correct. That's my understanding.
Okay, but yeah. I'm saying, after the end of the year, it shouldn't be no reason why Henry can't start and show the people whether he could do the job or not.
Well, according to Sidney Torres, he's charging $250,000 a month less. That would be a reason for him to keep it.
That's what he's charging right now in his old contract. Ask him how much is the new contract that he put a bid in for.
Then it's up for a bid. I mean, if it's up for a bid, there's no problem with
but
that.
He lost the bid.
Well, there's a lot of politics. You say you don't want to get into the politics, but it's impossible to talk about this without getting into politics. And this is nothing personal about Troy Henry. It's about...
Oh, no, no. It's nothing personal about either one. I'm just wondering why, you know, a contract that you bid on, if you win the bid, you should be allowed to do the job.
Well, because...
Until you prove that you
because,
can.
Okay, because apparently he changed the price, and the city council voted against it. That's what started this whole controversy. Troy Henry gets the contract, but before he could be signed, he changed the price. That's my understanding of it.
He didn't change the price, Scoop.
Okay, well,
him and his whoever he subbed out the contract to pick up the garbage.
Yeah,
they had a dispute.
Okay.
Over the price they were bidding on, those two.
Well, yeah, because there was also the issue of changing people who were going to do the job, and the city council was led to believe. So he shouldn't have changed. If he wouldn't have changed people, then maybe the city council wouldn't have voted against it.
There's still seems like some dirty dealing going on somewhere.
Oh, I have. There's no doubt there is. And I don't know, but I don't know exactly what it is, so I'm not going to say. But there's something going on. So,
yep, I just feel that if you win a contract, you should be given a chance to prove yourself before.
Well, and if you're given a contract, you should be able to fulfill the contract, and Sidney Torres should be able to fulfill the contract to the end of the year. That's my opinion.
And that's the part I don't understand, why he's not being able to. You know, why he don't finish it out for the year.
Well, because for some reason, Mayor Cantrell wants to give it to Troy Henry right now. And that's what I have a question about. Why right now? So, I don't know. I hope we find out the truth, big man. But look, I appreciate you taking time to call the show. Okay? You have a nice weekend. All right, we got to get to a break here. Again, if you're on hold, I'll get to your calls. We've got to get to some of your text messages, and I promise we're going to do that after the news at 3 o'clock. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1972, all six members of Sly and the Family Stone were arrested in Hollywood. Police searched their tour bus and found 2 pounds of marijuana and 2 vials of cocaine. Oh, not Sly and the Family Stone. Not these guys, huh? Please, no. Tell me no. They didn't do drugs, did they? Sly and the Family Stone was really epic because, you know, they were at Woodstock. And there were not many African-American performers. I mean, there's Richie Havens, but there were not many African-American from Jimi Hendrix. There were not many African-American performers who were part of that. But see, back then, we didn't see race. You know, we just heard the music, and that's what we liked. That was back then. Why times have changed, I don't know. Because the generation that was part of that back then is the baby boomer generation, and now they're the establishment calling the shots. So I don't know why things have changed. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, the girl was a slut. I mean, listen, this girl's a slut. That's how that stuff gets around. The guy who did this song, Runaround Sue Dion, 86 years old today. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls and your text messages coming up in the next hour. Really, the big story today is about CBS kissing Donald Trump's booty. It was a big smack on the booty last night when CBS announced that they were canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Of all the comedians, Stephen Colbert makes the most fun of Donald Trump. And I think this was part of this deal that CBS is making so Paramount, the parent company, can successfully merge with Skydance and create this mega operation. And CBS isn't going to say this, but Donald Trump influenced freedom of speech by canceling a comedian that made fun of him. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. On WWL, it's Free for All Friday.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.